Welcome to Dear People of Earth UFO and UA podcast presented by UAPmax.com. All rights reserved. No part of this broadcast may be reproduced or distributed without express written consent of the content creator. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you for coming back for another edition. We've done a little bit of housekeeping here. I wanted to change it up a little bit, and instead of using it as the UAP Max companion, which it is still the companion, I wanted to be able to branch out into different areas. So what I've done is I've renamed it Dear People of Earth, presented by UAP Max. And I just wanted to give you a little shout out and a little thank you to everybody that has listened so far. And maybe you're new, you can go back to episode one if you want to learn a little bit more, but if not, we're going to start today with a big thank you, because you have put me percentage wise in the top 10% of all podcasts worldwide. That means that this podcast, though there's not a huge, like there's not millions of downloads, that's not how this works, but percentage wise for new episodes and for new podcasts, you put me in the top 10% of all podcasts worldwide, which is unbelievable. So huge shout out and thank you for that. This episode is going to revolve around an article I did on August 15th, and it's around the lasers that the Chinese had reverse engineered. If you listen to the first podcast episode, as well as possibly read one of the first articles that I wrote, I was talking about the laser systems that were reverse engineered. And at that time, I had come out and I said that there was a system that was put in that cooled the laser, that allowed the lasers to go and operate basically at any distance, and with constant power without losing any type of power. I was told by three PhDs that that was BS, that couldn't happen, it's not possible. And lo and behold, a month later, as I said, that they had originally been reverse engineered and that the Chinese had been working on them, the Chinese came out and said, yes, we've done this. Now, obviously, they didn't say we reverse engineered it, but it's the same laser system. They were the first ones that also had put together a laser system that could actually hit molecules. It could actually, right in the middle of the air, right, take a molecule, and they could actually write initials right out of the air with them, which was pretty wild. And they demonstrated that. You can go online and you can check that out. It's pretty wild. But these are the grown-up laser systems from that. So we're going to start with this article. And again, when you hear this sound, that means it's something that I'll interject, I'll expand upon a little bit deeper into things that were not put into the article. So start right here. It's the UFO reverse engineered lasers Chinese confirmed are exclusive from an inside source. So UAP Max News first reported on lasers and technology reverse engineered from UFO crash retrievals confirmed by Chinese technology release, a Chinese tech release. So we start out with, the Chinese government released a reported breakthrough with offensive laser capabilities. UAP Max reported on this on July 14th, 2023. The original article found here, and if you go to UAPmax.com and you look for this article, you can actually click through and you can see the first article. Discussed how a source for UAP Max News disclosed a laser system that was way ahead of anything else found on Earth. This laser system was so powerful it could run indefinitely by using an element formerly unknown to science to cause a cooling effect, allowing the laser system to generate a massive amount of energy without any loss of energy. The laser could operate for any amount of time and could be used as an offensive weapon. It was a confirmation on the exact system we described, and here was the original text. Date 1, March 26, 2022, Biden sees and is briefed about a laser that was recovered by the RAF. He has shown this technology, told that China has made a significant stride or has made significant strides in creating their own reverse engineered laser from the same type of recovered article that is so powerful it can write words out of the air by stripping electrons off air molecules. The laser being shown to the public is the baby version. The real one is called the Direct Air LSM. It is capable of drawing elements directly out of ore and accumulating them in a reservoir and eliminating the need for mining and the traditional dirty methods humans have traditionally used. Its real use is far more sinister, and the Chinese have kept the methods for this achievement largely compartmentalized. My sources confirm these breakthroughs occurred after this company was able to initiate a cold laser reaction from wobbling a previously unknown element that has not been disclosed but only discovered after analyzing reverse engineering the same laser that was shown to him by the Brits. Turned to this laser after that date and inquired about whether the U.S. had the same. He found out that, in fact, we did, and it's been studied for almost two decades. And the example they had in possession was functional and successfully decoded only after they figured out what was making the laser so powerful while remaining cold. Once the element was unfused, only then did they figure it out. That alone took a decade of work. So part of this was presented to me when I spoke with my source as a system that was put in place that was previously started on, but they had actually received the actual laser system from the RAF. That was something that basically had already been known in the United States. There had been systems already recovered a long, long time ago. So it wasn't all really news. Apparently, presidents aren't given all this information all the time. The Direct Air LSM is capable of full power radiating and is splitting in midair without need to create additional laser source. One of the other things that we talked about was it's not a split laser system. It's not additional lasers that are cut. Like you can use an array of lasers. That's not anything that's like really special. That's pretty common. They're used in laser systems for like concerts and things, but this is not an array system. That's not what it is. It's a system that's actually able to cut through the air. So a single beam can split. The light from the system can be directed at an object, scan and split the beam instantly. It can do that at distances only hindered by the amount of power drawn into the system. It's how in the first video I viewed the F-15 was disintegrated. Apply enough power, you can heat the very quantum bits holding the targeted matter and vibrate them at such a high frequency they simply disintegrate and only leave. What I have now learned is a halo created from the quanta. Quanta is the smallest discrete unit of a phenomenon. The trillions upon trillions of bits of matter that make up the target are literally moved from the universe in a violent manner without any chance of reconstruction in the former form. It's similar in nature to when you burn something, but it's instantaneous. And that includes the people that were inside. The bad news is the Chinese seem to have been able to reverse engineer the tech, but there are a couple of pieces of good news. Though the Delsim is devastating in its current form that has been reverse engineered, it is nowhere near as powerful as the tech Ganzi used. The reason is the amount of power being pushed to the Delsim. Humans don't have the energy requirements to create a laser power enough to disintegrate and turn anything into ash. It can, however, target with unbelievable precision. Any craft, foreign or domestic, can take it down. It's a scary tech. So there are laser systems on board a lot of the we have them on ships within the Navy. So do the Chinese. I don't know what the Russians have. No clue. It was never part of any discussion. But the Dalsim system is smaller. If you look at the laser systems on board of some of the U.S. ships, they're pretty gigantic. I mean, they're almost the size of like a turret for a 50 cal, or not a 50 cal, but whatever the giant guns that are on the ships are. I think they're a lot bigger than 50 cal. But they are a lot smaller. The Dalsim is a lot smaller. The other good news is that the Brits and the U.S. have this tech. It is unknown if Russia has it. So again, just repeating myself there. The cooling I asked about is derived from a new gaseous element that took my sources a company a decade to reverse engineer. Element is actually not totally correct, and I'll explain it in a moment. They had no idea how it was creating this element. It is, in fact, created by nucleosynthesis. That's the same process thought to have created the Big Bang. In fact, it is not a Big Bang in a sense that current science believes. You're hearing it for the first time right here, right now. This process creates a microscopic universe, including everything our large universe contains element-wise, and it allows the laser system to operate through this universe. Think of it like this. You operate the system. The internal components are able to light the nature of the quantum realm and expose the elements and use those elements in such a way that they stabilize and cool the laser. As long as you're operating the laser, the tiny universe maintains its stability, and when you stop powering the laser, the universe collapses and closes. Don't confuse this universe's description as literal in the sense it contains planets and matter, like comets and other large matter. It does not. We're talking about the quantum here, not the traditional physics model. It is being described this way because we have no other way to describe it. It's the closest thing they can come up with because it's the nature of how it works. It may very well be a bubble within space-time that creates a synthetic platform for the heat of the laser to stabilize and cool. But the same mechanism that has been theorized in nucleosynthesis is the prevailing theory on how it works. The math points to that explanation. The Chinese won't tell you this is how it works, nor will the Brits or the Americans, but this is the 50,000-foot version. So I'm going to get through the steps here in a second. But essentially, when you think about how a system would operate where it creates this bubble, it doesn't create it in such a way that there's instability. It's a stable structure. There's a tremendous amount of detail out there from if you start to look at, and I can post up some links in another article piece, but if you start to look at some of the links between how universes come in and are created, and again, ours is thought to have been created by a Big Bang. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's correct. I don't necessarily believe that it comes from a singularity like that. But again, that's a personal thought and something more we can go over later. Here are the steps. Mind, these occur in close to light speed as possible. One, the laser is activated. Two, Van de Graaff-like generator activates. This needs massive power to create the reaction necessary to create the elemental properties to cool the laser. It's actually counterintuitive that a great amount of heat is needed to open the universe, but once open, relies on the vacuum of space to cool. See the correlation here. A laser beam travels through the universe and is cooled to minus 453.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Laser can now be manipulated in any way necessary. The beam does not work by heating the target. It works on a wholly different set of parameters through vibration and is able to split itself without creating additional beams. I don't quite understand how this works. It's some type of manipulation on the length of photons and how they can be used as a wave or particle. Think a double slit experiment. If you've never heard of the double slit experiment, you can look that up. It's pretty cool. The target is then manipulated in a way that causes destruction or can be used in an entirely different and non-destructive way. So before moving on, take a read of the article describing the laser we reported on last month as reverse-engineered alien technology released this week. And again, there's a link in this article. We had a lot of pushback on this laser description. We were told it's impossible. Lasers don't work like that, especially high-powered systems we were talking about. And they are correct. They were correct. It doesn't work traditionally. I had a PhD tell me this was junk science and LARP, but then suddenly it became true. He actually reached back out to me and apologized. I accepted the apology, and we had a long discussion about how the laser system could theoretically do some pretty wild things. This time, when I spoke to him about these NHI, using this as a multi-tool, he had a long pause. And as I explained to him, the prevailing theory is that the laser, coupled with the other part my laser source worked on, form part of a system that allows these craft to operate, to open portals in other dimensions, and here's how it works. Prepare for mind blow number two. So, further in the article, Biden saw an alien orb. We told you about this much lower intensity, but far greater usage, you know, technologically speaking, laser system that was a part of the orbs that are reported as far back as World War II. Those are also called, if I'm sure everybody has heard this, but they were called Foo Fighters. They've been here a long time. These systems work in concert as part of a tiered system to open portals and dimensions. The laser described in the orb article is a scanning laser. It allows the craft to scan the atmosphere, one of its many uses, for anomalies that could inhibit the opening of portals. And a portal is different than a dimension. A portal is simply a way to slip through matter and come out the other side. A mountain or ocean is in front of you. You need to go through it. You open a portal. You need to get from one place in space-time to another in space-time. You open another dimension. You need to travel to other points in the universe. You open wormholes. These are all theories that are all mathematically solid. In fact, they go all the way back to Einstein. He was able to demonstrate not only the time parameters, which is now no longer time or space, it's space-time, and was able to demonstrate, well, later on we were able to demonstrate that gravity is actually not a force. Gravity is actually a result of a bend in space-time, and that's all mathematically provovable. The scanning laser determines the proper path of how the craft should enter and exit. Within the craft is another part of the system that creates a bubble, that's the best analogy, and wraps the craft in an impenetrable cocoon that protects the craft from damage by somehow eliminating both any interaction with particulate matter, but also creates a pathway for the next laser system to target and literally rip through the quantum realm, excuse me, and allow the craft to enter its desired travel method. Need to go through a mountain? This can open that portal. Need to enter another dimension? This can plot and enter. Need to go somewhere else in the universe? This can open a wormhole. There's something to do with the way this system works in concert, but it's also something to do with power. So it's not as if you can take these two systems that are already known and can put them together with the scanning and then the larger, stronger system and be able to open and do these things. There's power problems. Basically, what I was told was that it's so strong and there's so much power that are put into these systems that it's literally, we can't achieve it. It's not even close, and we haven't been able to reverse engineer any of that at all. Orbs can't open wormholes. They can open portals and extra-dimensional travel. The other craft can open wormholes. It all comes down to power. Orbs don't carry enough power to open them, but the added size of the Tic Tacs specifically can. I'm writing another piece on how both the Tic Tacs and orbs travel. By the way, part one of that is out. Part two is coming soon. I will go into further detail then with pictographs on how they work. These laser systems are the beginning of our understanding of how we can manipulate our world and the universe. They're the first step for humanity to begin its journey to the stars, and once we figure out the power issue, we'll figure out the rest and how to get there. This next part is my own theory. I believe the reason disclosure is speeding up is that these civilizations may have underestimated the ability of humanity to figure out their technology so quickly. In the scheme of time, humans have done some incredible things. We've gone from flight to space in a very short amount of time. It's only a matter of time before we figure out the celestial travel model. I believe there's now a clock in motion in some way that will be revealed. I don't know if it's really great or not. I still fall back on my original statement that the Ganzi specifically do not want to be messed with. They have a mission, and I believe they are the species that are responsible for keeping the network of interconnected worlds safe. They take that job seriously and may not even possess the ability to have emotion or empathy, which is why they can destroy things without any type of empathy whatsoever. So it's basically comes down to these systems are an in-concert system. They are not specifically used independently, though some of them are used independently. They are also used in concert with other systems. The one system, the initial scanning system, the same one that the Chinese had reportedly used for the mining and able to mine the elements directly without actually having to destroy Earth to do it. It's an interesting concept. I've never seen it in action. I'm told that it works, but I don't know how well it works. And I don't know if we're using that same type of technology. We certainly, it's never been shown, so I'm not positive, but it's certainly an interesting concept. The bigger laser is definitely something that, like I said, I know Russia does have laser systems, but I know China is kind of on the forefront of it. But the United States certainly has their own laser systems too. But this larger laser system is the one where the cooling system, when it's activated, as I said, it can be used in basically as long as they want. As long as they can apply power to it and they can cool it, it can go really as far as, I guess, you know, they want it to go. So if you have something, you know, miles away and you want to hit it with this system, they can do it. But again, it all comes down to the power, how much you can put into it. And they certainly don't have the ability, even with the reverse engineering, to open portals, dimensions, or anything along those lines. So the next step, as far as reverse engineering is concerned, is really going after the power element. And when you go into the Orbs and Tic Tacs article, you'll see that, and again, I'll put a podcast companion for that, but when you see that, there's another, I don't know if it's a fourth or a fifth piece to how those things move and fly, but it's a remote piece. It's either a remote piece or it's, and I have the feeling it's more of a remote piece because there's a lot of those orbs that are pretty small. You know, I can't imagine the being in something the size of a football or the size of a basketball. I mean, maybe they're teeny, I don't know, but I you know, I don't think so. I think there's an element or a piece of the puzzle that's completely missing that nobody knows. You have to remember anything, and if you read this week, the Arrow website, it says pretty specifically on there that they have, or that not that they have found and recovered, but the verbiage was, and I don't have it right in front of me to read it. I probably should have been more prepared, but the article or the website basically says that they are in charge of recovering enigmatic craft, which is a fancy way of saying they found UFOs. And if you listen to any of the people that are talking right now, from presidents all the way to Air and Navy veterans, they're all saying they're out there. It's just that, you know, and we have Congress people, senators, all saying the same thing. We're not alone. This is happening. You know, my own wife thinks I'm crazy sometimes, but you don't have people at that level giving credence and giving legitimacy to stuff like this if it's not happening. They'd look at you and go, you're nuts. And that's not what's occurring. And it's not just a United States thing. This is happening globally. There's a lot of stuff going on. England, I think you might hear a little bit more coming out of that. When I spoke to someone earlier this week, and actually this was a couple of weeks ago, there is a concerted effort to contact other nations right now to talk about what's going to happen over the next few months as far as the disclosure goes. And if you look at also some of the other reporting from Arrow and some of the other things that are coming out from some of the Congress people, there's an active disclosure event that's going on. It's already been soft disclosed. If you listen to Tim Burchett, Congressman Tim Burchett, if you listen to Representative Luna, if you listen to Gates, they've all said the same thing, that we are being visited. It's been softly disclosed. Now it's just kind of the details and the hard disclosure. Even if you listen to this week when they announced the Arrow website, they're being very careful not to say that it's not non-human intelligence. And you hear that word a lot, you know, non-human intelligence, non-human technology. But then outside of, you know, some of the public officials, what they're saying is they use the word alien. They use the word extraterrestrial. It's just, it's a matter of dissecting it and letting the masses handle it. I think there's a lot of people out there that, especially people listening to this, you can handle it. But there's a lot of other people out there that it's going to be a complete and total shock. It's going to be a complete and total reversal of everything they've ever thought about. You're looking at the Vatican right now. Even the Vatican is talking about this. And I don't remember the guy's name, but not that long ago, I think probably within the past year or two, they came out and they said, listen, an alien species is not necessarily incompatible with a god. So there's already religious aspects to this that are being taken seriously. When you put all these things together, it's obvious what's going on. There's a time period. Whether that time period is a clock that is something that's going on to an event, I don't know. It's been posited. If you listen to Ross Coulthard, he certainly has made notice that there's a clock here somewhere. If you listen to other people that have talked in this arena, who are even way more well-connected than I am, they've also said there's a clock counting down. What that is, I don't have the answer to that. I have a couple guesses based upon conversations that I've had with people. I don't have a definitive answer to that. One of the other things that recently has been discussed was, you know, the stuff with Grush that was going on. And I know that on the Weaponized podcast, they Knapp and Corbel talked about that quite a bit. You know, they basically came out and tried to smear the guy, and all that really happened was he was more legitimized. It just, you know, you don't go after a veteran that asked help for PTSD. You just don't do that. It's bad form. It's lazy work. Just sad. Just kind of a sad state of affairs with that. But anyway, so we're going to move on to discussion about the orbs and Tic Tacs in either the next one or one right after that. I think I'm going to be doing a little bit of a topical piece here in the next day or two that's going to address a little bit more of Arrow, and specifically we'll go through the website and I'll give you a kind of a primer and the ability to take a look at that with me as I go along. But there's quite a bit of stuff on there that is, it's almost an enigma of the website itself, because part of it has some really good parts. You know, the videos are consolidated. It's pretty good. I think there was a new one up there that I had never seen before. It looks like an FA-18, and you can clearly see an orb come through. I mean, it's obviously, it didn't have any type of propulsion that you could see. It didn't have any wings. And this thing was at something like, I think it was like 45,000 feet. And it went by fast. So it was pretty compelling. You've got to stop and look at it. But we'll see what happens here over the course of the next week. There's going to be some interesting possible developments coming out. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I hope everybody has a great night, day, morning, wherever you are, and we'll be talking to you again real soon.
You just listened to the Dear People of Earth UFO or UAP podcast, presented by UAPmax.com. All rights reserved. No part of this broadcast may be reproduced or distributed without express written consent of the content creator. Thank you for listening.